Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander talking about a couple of topics today that are very important. And the first one let's talk about is the Fed. What are they going to do with the interest rates, Leanne?
Well, the Fed has taken patience off the side.
So what does that mean?
Off to the side. Well, it's a word saying that they are thinking more and more about raising the interest rates, but at their own leisure, at their own time. They're watching the interest rates. They're watching what's going on with the economy. They're watching what's happening with employment and with home sales and everything. They're not ready to raise the interest rates yet.
But
at some point in time,
they
will.
Thinking seriously about it.
That's right. And, of course, anytime they mention what they're going to do or not going to do, that's when the markets get real volatile. And that is one of the things that we want to talk to you about today, taking some of the volatility off the board for yourself and for your investments.
As Aaron Rodgers said, relax. Relax. It's not that serious. Don't get so nervous.
Well, and we're seeing a strong economy. Our economy is the strongest one out there. And when we have a strong dollar, that does make it easier to go other places and buy things at a cheaper price. But it also makes our imports more expensive. So, you know, you have a give and take no matter which way you go.
Always positives and negatives. And whatever happens, that's right.
So let's just talk about some things that you can do, especially now when we're into tax season time. One of the things that we look at is our tax-deferred accounts, our tax-exempt accounts, and our taxable accounts.
Okay, what do you mean by tax-deferred accounts, Leanne?
In other words, any retirement accounts, like your IRAs, your 401ks, the places you put your money, and it grows tax-deferred until the time you take it out. At that point in time, now, you have to look at having income come to you, and you have to declare the tax situation there. Because when you pull money out of a tax-deferred account, you haven't paid taxes going into it. You're going to pay taxes on the other side when you take it out.
Uncle Sam gets his money sometime.
Unless you have a Roth IRA, that's after tax dollars, but you still declare it on your tax form. It's just that you're not paying any taxes on it on the other side.
But that's confusing, so don't talk too much about the Roth, but talk about the tax deferred. Okay. So anything that is tax deferred, such as IRAs and 401ks and 403b from teachers, et cetera.
And tax deferred annuities.
And tax deferred annuities. Now remember, even though tax deferred annuities are not necessarily an IRA, they can be an IRA, the taxes are deferred until you take the money out. So they're a separate, they're like a Roth. They have their own little classification. And so they're a little different again.
I'm going to mention a couple things. We had a recession, and part of the time that we saw it was in 2008. For the people who invested at that point in time, and then they look at where their investments now, it's quite an interesting picture.
Wait, before you go there, Leanne, you should tell about the rule. Always sell when it's high. No, sell when it's low and buy when it's high.
Reversed.
Which is exactly what most people do. They sell at the wrong time and buy at the wrong time.
Well, they get nervous.
They get nervous. I understand that.
They get very nervous, and you can't blame them. They don't know where the bottom is, and they don't want to lose money, and they get really nervous. A lot of it depends upon how you've allocated your money in your investments.
Right.
And one of the things to take into consideration is, if you have a good allocation and if you pay attention to what the companies are doing, are they raising a lot of cash? What kind of a company is it? Do they give dividends? And are they increasing their dividends? Is there a lot of mergers and acquisitions going on? Are they global companies? If you watch what the companies will do and are doing, that gives you a good idea what's going to happen once we get through this downtime. And a lot of what we had in the 2007 and 8 time, we were seeing trouble with the banks, and they were very concerned about everything with the banks, too. And now the banks are coming through it very, very well. But let's just look at one situation here. I pulled up some of the funds, and I'm going to tell you about one fund. This is what we call a core fund. It's for a kind of a balanced portfolio. And this particular fund on December 30th, 2008, had a share price of $22.32. Now, if we look now, the share price is at $40.49. So in other words, if they had gone into it at that time, or if that fund had dividends that were coming due in that time.
And you were buying shares back.
So you were buying. You actually went from $22.32 up to $40.49 in that time period. So say, for instance, here's another one. And this fund, I'm not going to tell you the names of these funds, but these are well-known funds. This one actually, on October 10th of 2008, had a share price of $4.78. This person put in $3,886. Now the cost basis is at $41.19. With all the dividends and everything that happened, their share price has increased, and now the value of that fund in that particular account is $33,496.
Ooh.
Now, this is just an example, because here we have dividends were paid out that reinvested. We had the shares increase, the number of shares. I'm just giving you the price and how it changed. So when you look at your portfolio, and these are large cap funds, and you have the large cap that pay the dividends. Those dividends, when they come in, they're going to come in at the price at that time. They can reinvest or be paid out to you. And they, if they're down, if the price is down, it's going to buy more shares. So you are actually going into the market at a cheaper price. And then when the market goes up, your shares will go up also. And then if you have the large caps, and then if you have some global funds, and if you have mid-cap or small cap, depending upon what your situation is. And if you're older, you're going to be more conservative. But if you're younger and you can be more aggressive, that is definitely a good time to invest.
What will happen, Leanne, with the bonds if when the Fed cuts the interest rates loose and they start to rise?
When the interest rates go up, the price of the bond or the value of the bond will go down. And let me give you an example. If you buy a $5,000 bond and you are getting 3% on it, and there's not many out there at that, and you keep that bond until it matures, you will get your $5,000 back. However, if you have to sell that bond in the meantime, you have to look to see where the interest rates are. Now, if you have to sell that bond,
when interest rates have gone up,
and the interest rates have gone up, say, to 4%, and you want to sell that bond, who's going to want to buy that bond when you bought it at $5,000 and the interest rates were at 3%? Now the bond's value has dropped because the interest rates are at 4%. Your bond value will drop, like from $5,000 down to $4,000, as an example. If the interest rates drop, then that bond is worth
more,
like $6,000, mm-hmm. and you're going to get 2%. But what we're saying is here, they're very interest rate sensitive. So when the interest rates go up, your bonds are going to drop in value. And when you have a mutual fund of bonds, for instance, they hold different bonds at different maturities, and you might all at once see a negative return on your bond fund because some of those bonds are going to be very interest rate sensitive as to what's going on.
A lot of people buy bonds because they are very conservative and they think that they're very safe. And they are safe, but you can lose your value. You can lose your value if the interest rates go up on you.
That's right. And when we talk about safety and you're going to buy an individual bond, you have to look at the ratings too. But if you buy a bond fund what you are dealing with there is there are a lot of bonds within that portfolio. And when you look at that bond fund, you have to know what kind of bonds they hold. Are they going to hold the corporate bonds with the different ratings? Are they going to hold the treasury bonds? What are they going to hold? But there is an interest rate sensitivity factor here you've got to think about.
Let's go to one other thing about interest rates. Leanne, let's talk a little bit about the Rule of 72. This is something that a lot of people are puzzled by. I don't know why it works, but it works. Tell us, what is the Rule of 72?
Well, remember, time is money, and tax deferral buys you time. And the more time you can buy, the faster your money can grow. But let's just look at this. If you take some money and you have a CD that you buy it, and then you go ahead and you take your tax rate, and then you look at how long you're going to hold that CD, then you have the Rule of 72. You take your rate of return and divide it into how many years, and 72, and then it'll take X amount of years to go ahead and to have your money double.
Let's make this real simple. Let's assume you can make 6% on your money. 6 into 72 is 12. So it takes 12 years to double your money at 6%. Let's go up to 8. How many times is 8 going to 72? 9 times. It takes 9 years to double your money at 8%.
And then you have to take into consideration you may have to also pay taxes.
What about taxes? And that's why tax deferrals are always nice when you don't have to pay taxes, whether they're in IRAs, 401ks, or in annuities. So that's what that Rule of 72 says. Divide your number by 72. Divide your number into 72.
Your rate of return by into 72.
That'll give you your rate of return. So it's a very simple number, but it works. I don't know why it works. I'm not a mathematician by any means, but it works all the time.
But we were raised with listening to about the Rule of 72.
Right.
And it's something that's been around a long time. But you also, when you look at the Rule of 72, take your rate of return and divide it into 72, and then you also have to take off the taxes on it. That lowers your rate of return. But the big thing is in the tax deferral side, in your retirement side, you've got a lot of years in which you can let that money grow. That will give you a nice return, and that portfolio can grow nicely.
It's very nice, yeah. So it's a good way to measure your returns on your dollars. But you have to figure on if you're having taxes taken out, and that destroys your Rule of 72 to a degree.
Well, it makes an adjustment there.
Makes an adjustment, yes. So we're just about out of time, Lane. Any other little words of wisdom on 72 or...
Well, there's something else since we're talking about bonds. When we're looking, we were talking about taxes here, but Minnesota is a great state for double tax exempt. The interest that you're getting on your Minnesota bonds here are tax exempt. They're double tax exempt. I'm talking about the municipal bonds.
Right.
So that can be in the picture too, and that's a whole different ballgame.
Right. And so if you've got some money, you want to invest it, you need to look, what's the best thing for myself? I want to thank you this morning for being with us on the Wise Money Show. Give us a call at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000.
Thank you for being with us, and we'll be with you again next week on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.